Peace and blessings. It's Friday. This is DBJ. This is the Cold World Podcast. And on today's episode, Michelle and I are talking about why you don't need that Lumi product. If you just use a good dry-off towel, a rag, soap and water, you'll be good. And of course, we're talking more stereotypes and racial stuff and everything else. Please enjoy the podcast and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe and do some good for somebody. Peace. Until the next one.
People are always thinking about race and racial issues and stuff like that. But I just feel like black people, we talk about it more. I'm willing to talk about that shit more than white people, because they really don't normally need to. That's all. You know, that's all I was saying. What time are we getting up in the morning? What time you want to leave?
After 6. Cool. I'm gonna shower, but
okay. I'll shower in the other bathroom. I might shower in this one. Maybe.
Well, I'm probably not gonna get in the shower till like 5:30.
Okay.
5:40. I wanna get up. I like getting up and having some coffee first.
You know what? I was thinking about too. That lady that, what's the name of that company? The body odor company where you like.
Oh, Lumi.
Lumi?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me because I don't feel like nobody needs that product. Unless you got some kind of disorder, like, you know what I'm saying? Where your pores stink and shit. I'm saying because all the person's really got to do is invest in real good towels. Like, you can't cheap it out on the big towels, the dry-off towels. You know what I'm saying? You got, as long as you have really good towels and you use a wash rag or some, you know, like them gloves that we got, that wash glove.
But I think some people just,
because if you get all the areas real good,
well, yeah,
and you rinse off, and you dry off real good, you ain't gonna stink like that.
But your day might start out like that, but
what you mean, your day?
Like, your day starts out where you're fresh and clean, right?
Yeah, when you get,
like,
when you shower.
People, but some people may have, like, a glandular, what are you looking for?
Or what? A glandular?
A glandular issue. Like, maybe they have an overactive gland.
Or makes them sweat and stink all the time.
Sometimes heavier people
have a trouble.
Sweat more.
Yeah, I guess so. But don't you? I'm saying, though, just in general, I'm saying for the average person that don't got all them problems.
Right, deodorant's just fine.
No, I'm saying a good dry up towel. I'm not talking about the little $5 big towel. I'm talking about wash up with a wash rag. You know what I'm saying? Hit all the areas real good.
Yeah.
Rinse off real good and dry off with a real good bath towel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that'll solve most of your problems right there. You know what I'm saying? But if you just, that's why you won't need that product. I think. Just get you a good dry off towel. Good big towel, wash up with a rag, put soap, body wash or whatever on that shit, a loofah or one of them gloves, like we got the gloves, the scrubbing gloves, and just scrub real good and rinse off real good, not steaming hot water, rinse off in like warm to cool water. And dry off real good with a real good towel. Like, you got to spend on a towel. You can't cheap it out on a towel.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, some people start out fresh.
And then they just get smelly.
Yeah, because like, okay, so you're a thinner person.
Right.
Your legs don't necessarily rub together all day.
What if you're a heavier person? So you're saying a heavier person is going to build up sweat more than a thinner person?
Sometimes, yeah.
And what about the medium size?
Yeah, I mean.
Will they stink?
Yeah, but it's like, so think about it like, you know, like your arms, right?
Yeah.
So like your armpit is like pressed to get folded down, right?
Well, that's nasty as hell though. Women should not have hair under their arms though.
Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the skin.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So then if you think of the breast,
mm-hmm.
It usually is touching this area.
Oh, the underbelly, the like crevices?
Crevices, yeah.
But I'm saying...
Your boobs aren't sticking straight up at all times. And you have a bra on and like... But I agree, if you start your day with a proper shower and properly dry off and use deodorant, you should be good for the day.
But you don't even really wear bras that much, just to work.
I wear them to work.
So,
and if we're going somewhere, but I don't wear my.
If we're going somewhere,
you know, if we're going somewhere, I'll wear it.
Of course.
But I don't have saggy.
That's why.
So like, I don't really need to wear one.
That's why I just rather just wear boxers. You know what I'm saying? Cause so shit can breathe. So that's all.
Yeah, I like to.
Yeah, to breathe.
Well, and like breathable fabrics.
Yeah.
So like some people wear more polyester because it's stretchier.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't breathe. It's not like a wicking type. So like you might, and if you're sitting in a cubicle or office all day.
Yeah.
In your polyester pants.
That's crazy though.
Spandex or whatever.
Speaking of the spandex, is that a stereotype that all white women wear them spandex or them yoga pants? They'll be wearing them to the store. They wear them to work and shit too.
I've seen.
They'll be wearing them everywhere. Like they're not always going to work out.
I've seen multicultures.
But mostly, I think a lot of white women wear them yoga pants or their stretch pants. They'll wear them everywhere, too.
Debunk.
That's debunk?
Debunk.
All right, we're going to have to check it. We're going to have to.
Okay, we're going to have to.
We're going to have to look
at some ladies.
Ask your friends.
Okay, so when we're out and about, we'll have to check out some ladies.
Well,
see what
I'm not going to be asking them ladies that. You'll have to ask.
Are you going to. No, not ask them, but like you'll have to observe.
That wouldn't be appropriate.
You'll have to observe.
Okay.
I give you permission.
To observe?
To observe what women of all colors, shapes, size, whatever, are wearing.
I get to look.
As pants. Sure.
I get to look. Ooh.
Sure. It's an investigation.
Okay, cool.
They're separated.
Oh my God, baby.
But I think that's just kind of like a style now.
The yoga pants?
Yeah.
But they start stinking though too, probably.
Well, they're not breathable.
That's
correct.
What I'm saying. They get that. Then that's where having the good towel, washing up with the rag and all that, because it's gonna keep.
But I.
Now in the summertime, and I ain't trying to be. I'm not trying to pick on like heavier people, but like in the summertime, they have to shower at least twice, and rinse off. With like cool to cold water.
Yeah,
that ain't being.
I mean,
that's, I'm just saying.
If my shower's too hot, I'm like sweating when
right,
I get
that's
out.
For anybody, but like,
yeah,
you have to, you know what I mean? But baby powder ain't always a good thing. Because that shit'll get stuck in the crevices.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I mean? And if forms it forms like a paste almost.
I think that's why the Lumi product is out there, because it's an alternative to baby powder.
I just think it's a waste though. I just think people use wash rags when they showered and they use good towels. You know what I mean? That's why them dry up towels are so expensive sometimes, because they're real good.
But if you notice,
because they soak up moisture real good.
But if you notice the areas of the body that she talks about on the commercial, it's under boob, pits, ball sacks, feet,
or whatever. Somebody she black says. Been selling that. They've been talking about how it's a scam. You don't think so?
But those are the areas that rub against other areas, and so like more friction equals more sweat, no matter how clean your day starts.
That's some bullshit.
Well, you're a thin person. Your shit doesn't rub together.
What you mean? No, it's because I clean my body properly.
I know, but like
soap and water.
But your thighs aren't rubbing against each other every time you walk all day, right?
That's an excuse.
I'm just saying that's what happens.
Yeah, but you shouldn't start stinking like that.
No.
That comes from not washing those areas good and scrubbing them.
Okay,
getting
I'm
in
just
there.
Saying that it does happen to people, but if it were me, I probably would bring like baby wipes or something.
Well, baby wipes.
Keep them in my office, like to refresh.
But baby wipes hanging, them might start making you stink though.
I know, but you can get unscented ones. But I mean, if you're in the middle of your work day and you're like, ooh, my armpit stinks.
I bet sometimes the women's bathrooms smell.
Our women's bathroom smells really bad.
When I worked at Carnivore, because I used to, you know, to clean the bathrooms and stuff like that. In the morning times when I go clean up, and we would have to go in there and take
the tampon.
Oh my god, oh, man, yeah. That shit used to stink in there. I used to go in there and clean that shit up as fast as possible.
That's just a biohazard.
But
like, you know how I stress sweat?
Yeah.
So like that does happen to me during the day. But only my right armpit.
Right.
But then I'm like, oh my god.
Not just normally.
And stress sweat actually smells worse.
Oh, that shit stinks. That shit smells like ham.
I don't know.
Doesn't it smell like ham, baby?
It's just foul. Let's just say that. So I have wipes on my desk drawer, though, and I'll wipe my armpits. I'll scrub them.
Because
I don't want to smell like B.O.
But would you agree women shouldn't be having hair under their arms? That's very unattractive.
It's unfeminine.
That shit's crazy. Helen Hunt I heard Helen Hunt. That shit was crazy.
There is a lot of maintenance.
Isn't there a certain
involved in being a woman, can I just say?
Yeah, man, we don't have a ton of shit. We just gotta fucking wash our bodies.
You just shower and
wash our face, brush our teeth, brush our hair real quick. Yeah.
It's a lot of things.
But still, like, I feel like some women overdo it with the makeup, though. Because sometimes some women, you can literally, like, when they're side view, you can literally see the line of makeup.
Yeah,
it almost looks like frosting. It almost looks like frosting and shit on a cake. And it's like, but I'm going to tell you though, the majority of men would prefer their woman or any woman to not wear any makeup.
They find that more attractive?
Yes. I'm telling you. I say 80% of men.
Because you don't look like yourself, I guess, right?
Like, because when you're... And I get it, like...
I don't wear a lot of makeup. I don't wear makeup every day. I wear makeup if I know we're going to be photographed.
Yeah.
I'll put on a little makeup if I look tired.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look like... I don't want to look tired at work.
Right.
Or like... I don't want to look like I went out partying the night before or something, and really I just went to bed at 9:30 and I'm just tired. I'm 50. I'm tired. But there's some people that, like, they wear so much makeup that when they don't, they look like a completely different person.
Right.
And then I think, well, that's not really you, you know.
Right, it's like almost like a facade.
Yeah.
It's like a facade that, like, people can just totally...
Well, really, you're wearing a mask, aren't you?
Right, you're completely wearing a mask. Because I feel like, yeah, I feel like most women just... I mean, who am I to say what woman needs... I'm just saying, though, in general, like, because we don't get to truly see who you are then.
Right, but also, you should do what makes you feel confident and pretty.
True. For a woman, yeah, true.
Yeah, so I if mean,
yeah,
that,
you know.
So if you feel
you gotta
like...
live in your skin.
So if you feel that you look better with... more makeup on, that makes you feel good about yourself.
So then the man has no say? I ain't gonna say, but he has no...
I mean, if I...
Like, if I'd be like, if you wore a bunch of makeup and I was like, babe, like, did you ever think about, like, not wearing as much? Because you look really nice without a lot of makeup
I
on.
Think what the second
How
part
would that
of,
go?
I think the second part of your statement is better, where you just say...
Because I like how you look without...
Yeah, you look really nice without makeup. You don't need all that.
Right.
I think that's enough.
You think most women would accept that, huh?
I think some of them
might get offended.
I think if you said
you
it...
I look ugly?
No, because you're saying, I think you look just great without makeup on. You don't need all that.
But right, but some women will take that shit up. They'll get offended by that. Because they'll be like, damn, they'll be like, so you're saying...
That I look ugly when I'm wearing makeup?
Or they're in another way, it's like the dude is saying, like... Like, if you got all that makeup on, like, it's like you need all that makeup on to, like, make yourself look presentable. It's like that's kind of what the woman is saying, you know what I mean? If the guy's like, you don't need to wear all that, the woman might be thinking, damn, so in reality, I'm putting all this damn makeup on my face, you know, just to look better because I feel like I'm ugly or whatever.
That's probably what a lot of women think. Like, that they feel they look better with makeup.
Right, so
everyone feels that way.
That goes back to what you're saying about how, it, you know, you gotta do what they to make themselves feel.
But there's a lot of women that don't wear makeup that never wear it. And
ain't that
just,
false confidence, though?
No, I feel like whatever makes.
Well, then shit, a person
makes
might as well just go and put a mask on, a real mask.
Okay, but you're not a woman, so you
no,
don't
I'm
understand.
Saying anybody.
Yeah.
To cover up anything. Like, man can't just... I can't go buy a gorilla mask.
So what if I were to say...
Because I have a
say,
cut on my face or something.
So what if I were to say, you know what, babe? You should shave your mustache. I think you'd look really good without it.
I ain't shaving my mustache.
Okay, because you like it.
That shit don't look right.
I know, but what if I said, I think you look really attractive without it?
I say, I think you're nutty. No, just playing. No, I would say,
see
no,
what I mean?
I would say.
Or like, you should grow your beard out.
I ain't growing my beard out.
Okay, see.
Because that shit don't look right.
Because you like it. Because
it starts to itch. But I can't grow a full beard anyways.
Really?
Yeah, it's only going to grow, like, so much.
Okay, so here's a good example of what
but
actually happened.
I can't go
happened.
Naked face. I got to have some kind of mustache.
Here's
that
what happened,
right.
Actually. Every once in a while, you'll say, you haven't said it in a while, but you used to say that you're going to grow your hair out.
Me?
Yeah. Not grow it out.
I'm too impatient.
But you said you were going to do, like, the waves again or whatever.
I was.
But then...
I couldn't find my durag, though.
But then you get impatient. Yes. And you're just so used to cutting your hair. short and you like it like that. So it's the same thing as if I chose to wear makeup every day. I used to wear makeup every day. I just don't anymore.
So in reality, like, people...
And it actually, like, ages your skin more. And...
Makeup?
Yeah. And it was giving me headaches. I'm allergic to something. Remember I was getting those migraines? And I can't figure out... I've tried different products.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out what ingredient I might be allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
But like I actually get like my sinuses get stuffy and I get a really bad migraine when I wear certain makeup products. So instead of going through all that, like sometimes I'll wear it if I know I have meetings,
mm-hmm.
just because I don't want to like look haggard or whatever. Not that I do, I'm just saying if I know I have something important coming up, I'll wear makeup. Or a family event.
You want to have a bedtime cigarette, baby?
I'm sure.
And then go to bed?
Yeah, do I have to get up though?
No, I'll get up and get it. What are we going to do for our anniversary?
It's coming up.
On the 25th.
So it's next week. We could...
Do you still love me?
Of course I still love you. Of course.
Are you in love with me?
Yes, I'm very much in love with you.
Nice.
We could test your social anxiety and go out to dinner.
Where do you want to go? I don't have social anxiety. I just am allergic to bullshit, and I just don't like being around
bullshit. But you just expect negativity.
Well, I'm just trying to walk the fine line so I can get on up off this parole and just start just being able to be me. All of me. You know what I mean? And be able to make mistakes and be around people and maybe get into an argument and not have to worry about bullshit.
But you can also
you can also
choose to ignore other people's bullshit.
I do ignore other people's bullshit. Well, I've been out here 11 years doing it.
But you could continue.
I am continuing.
I mean after.
Baby, you don't give me no credit for doing good.
That's not true. But yeah, we could go out to dinner somewhere around here.
Yeah, wherever you want to go, baby.
Oh, I was going to say we could do it this weekend, but it's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, man, I ain't about to be out there with all the white people drinking all that goddamn shit.
Because
I'm saying, and the reason I'm saying why, it ain't going to be a bunch of black people. There are going to be some black, because it's going to be...
Because every bar is having something, right?
I'm saying on what the white bars, the black bars are just gonna, the black bars that there are, it's just gonna just be another day. You know what I'm saying? You might see a couple people at a black bar dressing green, but other than that, it's just business as usual at a black bar. But the bars downtown on Water Street, they're gonna be partying that shit up. They're gonna be dressed all in the shamrock, all that stuff, drinking the green beer. They're going to be drinking at like 6 in the morning.
What day of the week is... Oh, it's a Sunday. Oh.
Yeah, I ain't about to be out there with all that.
Because you know what they used to do?
I do love corned beef. A lot.
The bar across from my work.
Yeah.
I won't say.
Right.
But they used to have... They used to shut down the street that I work on. And have like a block party kind of thing, even on like a work day, and they blast Irish music all day. There'd be like drunk, half-dressed girls like sitting on the curb,
right? Yeah.
Or like just kind of slumped over on the sidewalk. Like it's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Let a bunch of black
people. Not that that's never happened to me, but
I'm saying let a bunch of black people hang out down there on that on Second and Plankton.
That's safe.
Huh?
No.
They wouldn't get away with it. All right, I'm gonna get up and have get a smoke, baby, and call it a night. I love you, though. Yeah, let's figure out somewhere to go and. No gifts, though. Are we getting gifts?
No.
No.
I just want to go out to dinner.
Nice. Yeah, we'll figure out a place to go, baby. That sounds good.
We'll check out some sort of place around here.
Okay.
I'm sure there's
and if
many
it's nice,
we could walk.
We could walk if it's decent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bet. All right, I'm gonna get a smoke.
Okay.
And take a piss and call it a night. I love you. All right, baby. Dude looks crazy as hell.
I know.
Christopher Kimball.
Yes. And like Julia and what's her face?
Julia and Bridget, yeah.
Saturday's gonna be 55.
55, okay.
Peace.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ again. I hope everyone enjoyed today's episode. And I'll say again, enjoy your Friday and the rest of your weekend. Stay safe out here. Keep learning. Always stay teachable and do some good for someone out here. Peace.